So the Mishnah says, on Tavidala number Bez, I know it's Yitzhak Karnov Zu Bezu. Oy Beshinov. Mechain Tsar, Mechain Chom, Mechain Zukonui, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechain Chom, Mechain Mishmash. The Gemara says, Omer Beloz, Amar Chlekes Biyad, Al Bekli Devir Kol Chayef. Somebody who's Neitzel Tzipornayim or Sarib Bekli is Chayef Lekuli Alba. The Shaila is Lecherro. Where did they have Gziz on the Mishkan? Gziz on the Mishkan was Bepashtis by the Izim, like we saw in that fine dollar of the base. And that being the case, of Hurl, the Gziza Cyrus were for the Turech of Tzviyas Atchilas, for the Urias, and for the Begodim. Evaze Lechurl, somebody that's Neitol Sar of a behemoth or of a person, for coming that it's not for the Turech of the Cyrus or the Tzipornayim, the Hurl is a Mlachshin Yitzchik Legufo. How could it be that Lekuli Yalmi Yerchayev, Lechurl, it should be Mlachshin Yitzchik Legufo, and Lididam, the Kaim Alon, Roiv Shitas Rev Rishonim? Shitas Reva Rishonim is not like the Rambam. La'alach la'maisa, we paskin like Reb Shimon by Melach Hashem Yitzrich Legufo. That Melach Hashem Yitzrich Legufo is Potter Midar Aisa. It was Elachor to Melach Hashem Yitzrich Legufo because these are Cyrus, Svomoy, Tzipornayim. Even if it would be with a Kli, Machnash says that you're doing it with a Kli, which should make it a Daraisa. They can only make it a Daraisa if we'll come that it's Melach Hashem Legufo. The Pashas over here, it's not a Melach Hashem Legufo. So we saw Taisis. Taisis is in a Hanami. Unzer Sugi Geita Zevir Behuda. We get like, it's going like a Behuda that holds Melach Hashem Yitzrich Legufo is Chayef. Kumtois, Lefitoises, that La'aloch La'maisa, that we talk a paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon, and Echram Elachar, the Gansa Sugyo is Shalaya Liv Zehochasol, and the talk would not be a Chiv Daraisa, even Bekli, which we'll see has Nafkaminas, Shus to Shus, Mokhamitza, Kokaman, that it's already Derabonon. So once we get another Derabonon of Amir Lachim, like we'll see, Behemshech, then we can ready Master it, Shus to Shus, Mokhamitza, Kokaman, that it's a Daraisa, and Echram Yitzaka Shver to Master it. However, like I hope the Ayun saw, the Magen Avraham says, and Shin Gimel, then the Shin Gimel brings down the Rivash. The Rivash Taka says that, no, in the Mishkan they also had Gziz the Cyrus, not only the Tzirich the Cyrus, but also the Tzirich the Uris. That they were Grizes the Uris at the Chashim, that the Tzirich the Uris, and since we find the Gziz in the Mishkan that was not just the Tzirich the Cyrus, it was the Tzirich the Yipui Haguf, the Uris of the Chashim, therefore, in a chanam, you're going to be chayiv also, even if you don't need the cyrus. Kum to the Rivash holds Besam is masim to tesis. That malacha atzich legufa has to be a malacha which you have in the Mishkan. Just in Vosgi the Machlekes, what did they have in the Mishkan? Where was the gziz that they had in the Mishkan? According to tesis, the gziz of cyrus is only for the tzemer to use for the tcheles. And according to the Rivash, they had another gziz also. Maybe only such a gziz. It's not clear in the Rivash. The chura is both. They had the tzemer for the Tcheles, and they had also the Tchashim for the Tzurich of the Uris themselves. Eba Zeh, anybody that's going to be La'alach La'maisa, according to Rivash, Kokam that somebody is Gezes, Tzairoi, or Tziparnov, Tzai, whether or not it's the Tzurich the Tsar, or whether or not it's the Tzurich the Yipri Aguf, you're going to be Chayiv, it's going to be Amalach HaTzich HaLaGuf, you'll be Chayiv, Midaraisa, Kokam that it's with a Kli, Midarabon, and if it's Biyad. The Maimar Mudgar, the Achrenim, the Gedolei Achrenim Matmiya on the Rivash, that Lachar, where do you get it from? The Karban Asano, the Sidri Tairo, Chassam Sofer in Shin Gimel on the page, he's Matmiya, but he really quotes the Sidri Tairo, and the Sidri Tairo alone quotes the Karban Asano. Each one that they're already Matmiya, that Lachar, where do you get it from? How did you know that there was Gzizus Choshim for the Uris of Choshim? Who says that they took off the Cyrus of the Lachar? The pastus is the Choshim, Tachash was an animal which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made only for the time of the Mishkan. As a matter of fact, La'alach al-Maisa, maybe. By the, we'll see, in the next sugya, Tesis brings down, the Yushalmi is mashma, that Tzeda, Tzad Chilazin is not Chayiv, Tzad Chilazin, Tzad Tachash, is not Chayiv Midaraisa. Why? Because where did they have Tzeda in the Mishkan? It's not one of the Malachas, L'chero. Where did they have Tzeda in the Mishkan? By a Tachash. And by the Tachash was no Tzarech for Tzedah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it just for the Tzarech of the Mishkan. It came by itself to the Mishkan. It was not Tzedvayim made it, like Noach. It came to the Teva. May the Yushalmi hold, the Maram says it's Pshat and Tesis, the Karbon Eidah says it's Pshat and Yushalmi, that the Tachash was made specifically for the Tzerech of the Mishkan, and therefore there was no Tzedah involved in it. And Memelo, the Shal is, Lachar, it's one of the 39 Malachas, that's Maram is Murr. But he says in Echram, there was no Tzedah in the Mishkan. Where did he get the. Since we know that the Tachash was specifically made, Lachar, the Mishkan, and the Pashta says, like Rashi says, Alatura, that it had a whole bunch of Gavanim, a whole bunch of different colors, Lachar, you weren't going to cut off and shear all the beautiful colors of it, unless you want to say that the skin itself had colors. But the Pasha says that the hair itself, Sos Begavonov, Rashi says, that the hair itself was different colors. Mechatesi, that they cut off, they sheared the cyrus of the Tchoshim, as they frak the Gedele Achrenim on the Rivash. The Maisa, the Magen Avraham brings it down the Halacha, and it seems that the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, goes that way. More than that, the Be'er Halacha says that if it's not true that it's Tali, he's going without Rivash, he says, Lefi Das HaTosfos, that in Echrami the Sukkah is going only Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, because the Melachah Shani Tzrich L'Gufo is right there. So why do all the Rishonim that Paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda by Melachah Shani Tzrich L'Gufo, why do they bring it down? The Rif, the Ramban, the Rach, the Rosh, a whole bunch of Rishonim that he says bring down this Halacha, our Sugya Alibidho. So the Lachar is not Nagei Alibidho. So Zok there, no, they all hold Vaisdois, they also all hold like the Rivash. That the Gziz in the Mishkan was not Dafka L'Tzerich the Cyrus, it was even L'Tzerich the Ur, and therefore all the Rishonim, they also hold like the Rivash. It's a big Chiddush. First of all, none of the Rishonim that came prior to the Rivash, Rivash is from the end of the Rishonim. Rivash is the Talmud of the Ran, who's like 2 days after the Ramban, 3 days after the Ramban, who's way after the Rif, hundreds of years after the Rif and the Rach. And no one, none of the Rishonim mentioned this Yisoid of the Rivash, that the Gzizus Osiris was also the Tzerich the Iris. And not only that, the one person that does mention it, the Rivash, all the Gzizus Osiris, where did you get it from? Minaleha. So to say that all the Rishonim, all the Gzizus Rishonim, the Rif, the Rach, the Ramban, the Rosh, everybody holds Beshitas HaRivash. And then that's why they brought it down to Libet Elvasa, L'Chorro, it's a big Chiddush to say that that's how they hold. And then there, and the Halacha Nafkamin is L'Chorro going to be whether or not it's going to be L'Chorro Shani Tzichel Gufa or not. However, the truth is, Kinira, I heard this actually today from somebody who said, Kimdumani, Mishim Rufal Shmulevitz, Machmas, these Shilas, really, that Kinira, the Mishabur, did not see the Ramban. The Ramban of Daf Kuvah Omer Aleph is Beth Mitzchachas of the Shilas. And he asks, he's going on, he's talking about Zer, Ber, Meraki, these type of Malachas, that the Malacha is, Goiz is also, Mila. He says, anything where the Malacha is taking away the Psalis. You're taking the Arla off of the Mensch. You're taking away the Tzereris by Burr. You're taking away the Tzereris from the Eichel. By Gezes, you're taking away the Tziparnayim, the Cyrus from the Mensch. So the Chura, all these should be Malacha Shein Etzrich Al-Gufot. And the truth is that the Baal Amar really says that. The Baal Amar Daf Kuvav Med Aleph. This is couldn't be a better Akadamah to what we're going to be doing in the next little while. Lech Mashavet. The Sugya of Malacha Shein Etzrich Al-Gufot. Tell us, what is Malacha Shein Etzrich Al-Gufot? Dovah Shem Nitzkavin, all the Lech Mashavet. Which is really the sugya of Tzad, the next 6-7 lines of the Gemara, Tzad Chilazin, is Kemat brings in all the different halakha Melech Machshevis, except for Kileach Yad maybe, but has all the Melech Machshevis. L'chura, a big Yisrael just really comes out of this Bir Halacha, this Rivash, Ramban, that we're going to talk about now. What is the Melech Hashem Yitzvich L'Gufo? So Ramban, the Baal Amar says, he's Mechadish. We mentioned this when we learned Berger. The Baal Amar is Mechadish on Chavav Med Aleph, beginning of Parakah Urik. He says that L'chura, he asks, that Burr is the Malach Hashem Yitzvich L'Gufa. Why? What is Burr? You're taking away the Tzuriris from the Oichon. You're taking away the Tzuriris from the Chitin. The Chiyas HaPsoilis. Where's your Malacha? Your Malacha is not in the Oichon, your Malacha is in the Psoilis. Memela, he says, your entire Malacha, when you know a Malacha has to be Tzrich L'Gufa, it has to be Tzrich L'Gufa of the Malacha. Where's your Maisa? Where's your Malacha? Your Malacha is in the Dechia Sapsalis, says the Baal Amar. Eba Zeh L'Chara, since you don't need the Tzreiris, when you're taking out, you have a mixture of rice and rocks. And you're taking out the rocks from inside of the rice. Burr. L'Chara, your Malacha is Dechia Sapsalis, Kalashana Baal Amar. You're getting rid of the Psalis. That is the Malacha Shein Etzrich L'Gufa. You don't need the Psalis. You don't need the rocks. You need the Tikkun of the Oichel. But that's not where your Malacha is. Your Malacha is in the Dechia Sapsalis. Eba Zeh, right there, how could it be that Burr and Zer, he asks, is similar to Burr. How could it be that it's one of the Lamatas Malachas? The Chorus of Malachas Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Didan, the Kaimalan, like Rabshim, the Malachas Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter Midaraisa. Eba Zeh, there's no way that you can be Chayiv Midaraisa. Zakta Balamar, you're right, it is a Malach Shinsuch Legufo. Hagam that it's a Malach Shinsuch Legufo, the Torah Chiva Olam. Go come into that, the Tzuras HaMalacha, says the Balamar, the Tzuras HaMalacha is a Malacha Shinsuch Legufo, then vice versa, the Torah was Machayiv you, even though it's a Malach Shinsuch Legufo. The Ramban is Chulik on this Hagdor of the Balamar. He says, he's talking actually about Brit Milo. He says, the Asaras HaOrlo, the Malacha is not the Asaras HaOrlo. It's the Tikkun Aguf. You need that the men should be gemalt. You need that the men should be mesukin. L'chura, that's the malacha. He says the same thing by Burr. Burr and Zer is the same thing. You need that the oichel should be mesukin. Ali day taking away the tzeris, ali day taking away the pseilis, you're being mesakin oichel. The same thing he's saying has been against the goises. He says whether or not you need the tzeris, or whether or not you're being meyap of the guf, both of them are malacha tzrich legufo. Because what's the malacha? Malacha, he says, the netila atma hiya malacha. Separating the sirets from the goof, shearing. Goizis is shearing. Grata, generally, you shear something because you need the sirets. You want the wool. But let's say you're on a farm, and you have sheep, and you want to shear it because the summer's coming, you don't want your sheep to be hot, and you have nothing to do with it. You can take the wool and throw it into the garbage. That's not goizis, that's not shearing. Of course it's shearing. You shear either because you want the wool, or you shear that you shouldn't have the wool on top of it, and it should be cool in the summer. But that's zikr, what the malacha of shearing is. The netila atma hiya malacha, says the Ramban. It's not just the taking away the siris. It's the separation of the siris from the guf. That's what the malacha is. Sigh whether or not you need it for the tzurich of the siris, or whether or not you need it for the yipo ya guf, says the Ramban. You're going to be chayv at malacha's gezis.
Are we saying that the point that you've just done the malacha doesn't make a difference, or because there is a benefit in eating off the wall, even just to make it not hot? What is the no benefit?
Oh, so then we'll see. What's going to be if there's no benefit not to the Yipur Yaguf and not to the Cyrus? Then we'll see. That the Ramban says, Lahedi, I'm going to get to the Gemara Mechiras. If you want to move away the Cyrus, it's whether you need one of the two, like you're saying. Skip to there. You need one of the two. Either it should be Letzerich the Cyrus or Letzerich the Yipur Yaguf. If it's not Letzerich the Cyrus and not Letzerich Yipur Yaguf, then that's not Gziza. For example, the Gemara Mechiras clears in Nafchav Da'adam and Beis, the Mishnah. Mishnah says that by a Bukhar, if you want to shech the Bukhar, you're allowed to take the knife and put it, this is what they do before they shech, is they put it by the neck of the animal and they move away the cyrus, they clear away the cyrus that it shouldn't ruin the knife, it shouldn't nick the knife when you're shechting. Therefore, you're supposed to move it away before. And the problem is, what do you do by Bukhar? It says, Leisog is Bukhar Tzaynechel, is the Isser Giza, Eba Zay, how are you allowed to take away the cyrus? Mishnah says it's not a problem, you're allowed to take away the cyrus. It's not nichlal in gziza. That's more of a tlisha. It's not nichlal in mleches. It's not nichlal in loisavu. In fact, the Gemara, what's going to be? By yontif. Yontif, you want to do a shechita. There's an iser gezes on yontif. Are you also allowed to move away the sirets from the neck before and they're not? The Gemara comes out. At the end of the day, you're allowed it. In a chanami, it's not a problem. This is the third possibility of for the gezes. Here, you don't need the sirets and you don't need the yipur yaguf. I'm not trying to be miyap of the goof. I'm trying to ensure that my knife doesn't get nicked from the cyrus that are there. But I'm not trying to be miyap of the goof at all. This lechur is a malach shenisrich legufo. Because there, I don't need, it's not the reason why I'm trying to remove the cyrus is not for the tzurich of the shearing. It's that I should, it's for a zayit kazach. It's a different nekuda. It's for the, that it shouldn't ruin my knife. La halach l'maisa, we'll see exactly how the Mishnah Berurah stels the vek, stels to the la halach l'maisa of tzvila's mitzvah, where you're taking off the Tfilas Tzipor Nayim is not the tzurich. You don't need the tzipor, you don't need the nails, and you don't need the yipur yaguf of the isha. It's just because there's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is machayev to take off the fingernails beforehand. That's a malach shenisrich leguf, even according to the Ramban. Kumtois b'yeser bir lechera. We'll see. It's on the Mishnah of malach shenisrich leguf on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. There's machlokes between amoytias ameis. Between the Tanakhama and Tanakhama, who is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, this is one of the Mishnayos that talks about the Malachis and Malachis Tzrich Legufo. Tanakhama says, Hamoytias Ameis, somebody that takes away a mace outside of his house, from the Rishus HaYofa to the Rishus HaRab. The reason why he takes it out is because he doesn't want that the mace should be Matama, anything which is going to come into the house. So Kumtais, the only reason why he's moving the mace is not because he needs to get it to the Rishus HaRab, because I don't want it here. I'm being Maser Hasara Sanezek. I'm trying to get it away that it shouldn't be Matama in my house. There's Machlagitim Yehuda and Shimon. Yehuda says that's a Malach Shinitzich Legufo, and nevertheless you're Chayiv. And Shimon says, no, because it's Malach Shinitzich Legufo, therefore you're not Chayiv. You're part of me the Raisa. What is a Malach Shinitzich Legufo? Taisa says that a Malach Shinitzich Legufo is where you don't need it for the tzuris that they had in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, why did they do Hoytzo? because they needed to get the gold from their house to the place where to the makom where they're going to build the mishkan. I needed to get the chayfetz from place A, point A to point B. Not because I didn't want it here, because I needed this chayfetz to be over there. So kokam that I'm doing a malacha seitzah shiloy l'serach that they did it in the mishkan. The reason why I'm taking out the mace is not because I need the mace somewhere else. If the mace would disappear, that would also be fine. I don't need it specifically in a different place. I just need that it shouldn't be matan my house. A bazei, that's a malacha she'in etzricha legufa. It's not needed for the guf ha-malacha, how they did it in the mishkan, says Taisus. So kum Taisus, what does it mean legufa? Malacha she'in etzricha legufa, according to Taisus, means for the guf ha-malacha, how it was done in the mishkan. Not what the guf ha-malacha is, goizes. How the malacha of goizes was done in the mishkan. And kokama, that it was not done the same way, that's malacha she'in etzricha legufa, they're going to be pater. The meila, Taisus, the she'tasei, on Sadidah Adam Beis, one Amud later, he says, when it comes to taking off your Tzipor Naim, the reason why you're taking them off is because you want to be Miyap of the Guf. Be Miyap of the Guf is not what they did in the Mishkan. They took off the Cyrus and the Tzipor Naim in the Mishkan because they needed the Cyrus. Over here, you're doing it for a different reason. Memelas, Lash Shani Tzik Legufa. Mashenkin Ramban, he's Chayluk on Sadidah, and he doesn't mention a thing about how they had it in the Mishkan. Nor does Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritzvah, they say that the Baal Mori really holds this way. Most of the other Rishonim are Chaylik and Taisus. Kenir, they held that the Malach Hashem Yisrich Legufa is not for the Tzurich. He says that the reason why B'meitei Meitei Yipater is because all it is Hasara Sanezek. You're trying, Dechiyah Sanezek. You're trying to get the Meis away that he shouldn't be Matam in your house. But not for the Tachlis of Eitzah. What's the Tachlis of Eitzah? See, with the Moshe Ba'alma, we find that the Shurim of the Malachis are Masan HaKas L'Chacham. That means that they never were goizes only two Cyrus in the Mishkan. Right? Ein Ani Yis B'Mokom Hashir. They were goizes huge quantities of Cyrus in the Mishkan. So where do we get the Yerchayv of two Cyrus? Where does the Shir come from? Say the Rishayim. Perak HaBoyna. Masan HaKas L'Chacham. That Chazal were Koyveya, what they had in the Mishkan, that defines what the Malacha is. Now that I have the 39 malachas of the Mishkan, I don't have to be medamin exactly to the Mishkan, exactly how they did in the Mishkan. And since in the Mishkan they only used tzoyin, gizim, so therefore if I shear my dog, so then I'm not going to be chayav because it wasn't exactly had in the Mishkan. And if I do it with my left hand as opposed to my right hand because I'm a lefty, they didn't exactly do like that in the Mishkan. And the guy that was in the Mishkan was 6'4" and I'm only 5'10", also not. Why? Because something which is not magdir the malacha as a chilek of the ikar malacha, then that it doesn't make a difference. Kokama that aman the malacha of grazes as shearing, then that's the malacha. What's going to be the shear? Whatever shear chashev is. Now that I know that it's malacha, Chazal could define what's the shear chashev. What's the shear chashev? Shtei Cyrus. When it comes to Tzipor Naim, one Tzipor Irin, like we saw in the halacha. That depending on each thing, gives it's chashivus. When it's a white hair, then Echnami 1 is chashev, and that's going to be the malacha. Memela, once you define what the malacha is, then it doesn't have to be mamish doim to the Mishkan. In the same way that by bishul, like we said, al derech zeh, bishul, how do they have bishul in the Mishkan? Bishul sam amonim. Person's mevashal basar. Tell him, he's not going to be chayef, because that's not what they have in the Mishkan? No, it's pashim. Once we're magdeh, that's a malacha, so then you're going to be chayef for any variation of that malacha. Mamila, Tesis, the Ramban holds that kokama that we're kiveya what the malacha is, it's not going to tell me what the gufa malacha doesn't have to be how they had in the Mishkan. The guf ha-malacha, the toyalas ha-malacha doesn't have to be the toyalas in the Mishkan. The guf ha-malacha is what they have in the Mishkan. Goizes they have in the Mishkan. Now, why do they have goizes in the Mishkan? It doesn't make a difference why they have in the Mishkan. As long as you could tell me, we found out that goizes was a malacha that they had in the Mishkan, that's one of the lama tells malachas. How are you going to be chayim? What's going to be tzricha l'gufa? When it's done for the toyalas of the malacha. What's the toyalas of goizes? One of two things. Either a tzerach for the Cyrus, or a tzerach for the yipre guf. When you're doing something which is not a tzerach for the Cyrus, and not a tzerach for the yipre guf, then all that is like the Lashon Rishonim, Hasara Sanezek. The reason why you're doing it is not because you want to shear. It's because it's going to cause something to go, it's going to ruin my knife. It's going to prevent me from going to the mikvah. It's going to be matama my house if I leave the mace inside. Something, but it's not for the toyeles be'etzem of the malach itself. It's not because I need the shearing. It's because if it's here, then it's going to ruin something. But it's not that be'etzem, it's not a positive toyeles, it's preventing a negative. Since it's not for the positive kum ve'esei toyeles, b'meila, that's not considered a malacha atzricha legufa. Malacha atzricha legufa is for the guf hatoyeles ha-malacha. For the reason why the malacha is best and supposed to be done. For the positive reason, not just ha-saris moineh, not just ha-saris ha-nezek, that's not considered a malacha atzricha legufa. B'meila, according to Ramban, the davar pashin, they're going to be chayav by exiles tipper naim without coming out to the chiddush rivash. It's chayav leklagami. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and his agoyes Ramban pointed out. Pointed out on the bottom. He said deloik harivash. He says the Ramban of dafka vavam and aleph is not like the rivash. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah wanted to say that there. Can hear the Mishnah Berurah did not have the Ramban. The Ramban does say lahedi lechayav not like the rivash. Not only that. What's a bigger pele is that if you look at the rivash inside in Shuvah and Siman Shin Tzadi Dalet. Before the Rivash brings down his chiddush that they had in the Mishkan, they had a gizo, which was shaloi l'tzerich ha-tzeris, rather l'tzerich yipri aguf. He says also the Ramban tzeris. He gives two answers to this question. He says, how come by a tzeris you're going to be chayiv? It's a long tshuva about brushing your hair on Shabbos. And he says, what's the reason why you're going to be chayiv at the tzeris ha-tzeris? He says, because when it's for the yipri aguf, he says, Mamash uses the exact same lashon of the of Bikli. This is the Rivash Dibur Masaluyi. It's a very long tshuva. Shareihanoitel tiparnuv Bikli. Afapisha ain't sarakli tiparnuv, ela azli liibud. You don't need the tiparnuv. You're throwing them in the garbage can. Chayiv afilu l'rvishimin da potem melachin yitzvila gufa. Shareihanatilo hi hamalacha. The natila is the malacha. Then he says, v'oi yishleima, you can say another teretz, like the one that the Magen Avraham brings down. The pella that the Magen Avraham brought down the second reason of the Rivash, and he didn't bring down the first reason of the Rivash. Refrat that lachur rave of the rishenim did not hold like this chiddush of the rivash. It's really the rivash and taisus that they understood that malach hatzrich legufa. This is the story that we have to take with us for the rest of Shabbos. We should have had it for the last 2 years also. What's a malach hatzrich legufa? According to taisus, fashas machlokes din rashi taisus also. We'll see. Tadigim al beis tadigim al manal. Taisus holds the malach hatzrich legufa means for the guf hamalach how was in the mishkan. The meal is zok there. They didn't have giza in the mishkan. The tzrich the yipri aguf. It's malach hatzrich legufa. The rivash says no. They did have the tzrich yipri aguf. And therefore, it's malachat zrich legufo. All the rest of Rishonim pashtas lachuro. Now that we found that the Ramban holds this way, and the Rajba and the Ritva say it also, and pashtas Rashi seems like that also, and they quote the Balamor says this, then it's not so fair to say that the Rif and the Rosh and the other shittas that the Bir Alach quoted also go like this Ramban. Then in the Chacham it's malachat zrich legufo, but not because that's what they had in the Mishkan. It's malachat zrich legufo because you don't need what they had in the Mishkan. As long as you've defined the malacha that they had in the Mishkan, the memela kol kama, that's the etz malacha. Then as long as you're doing it for the te'elis of the positive te'elis of malacha, which is either Nitzil Sipranayim or Yipay Guf, you're going to be chayiv midareis. Now the shem is, just to clarify, what is the etz malacha of gizim? What is gizim? What is gizim? L'chayra, the Ramban, the Lashon, the Rivash, in his first shuvah, is that it's Nitzila Atma Hiya Malacha. Two questions. What happens if a person grabs off, yanks off a piece of his arm? He pulls off a piece of his skin. That's also Gezes. And second of all, why is Gezes different than Kreitzer? L'chor is exactly the same thing as Kreitzer. Either your Kreitzer Tvua, or your Kreitzer hairs from the ground, from a person's body, or Tzipor Naim, or whatever it is. What's the difference between this Malacha and other Malacha? So Matayin, on Marmar famous, that Menachas Chinuch deals with this. And Nitayin is, Rom says a very similar thing also. He says, Gezes in elabes varm shaderach ligzoid a litloish migufoy and mebehemo. Kagain semer, seir, tipranayim, kanaf, tipton, yabolois. Talks about also warts and other things that grow on. So certain things that the derech is for them to be gezes. Generally, you give a haircut to, you shear an animal or you give a haircut to a person. These are the things that the derech to be gezes. You take off their fingernails, you give a manicure, In the derech is to be goises these things, therefore chayach zizel. Some which is not the derech to be goises, the person is not tulish a chilek of some of his flesh, therefore that's not going to be goises. Al derech says, the Rav says, he says, anything which is.
Not
oh, so the shadow is why is it not kreitzer? We'll get that in a second. Hasfor and esenes, the inchi of goises, elokish goises, miaguv, dover, shein a chilek mimenu. Elotzoymech mimenu, you're not taking off a chilek. Rather, you're taking off something which is tzoymeach mimenu, or nitfal elof, something which is tuffle to it, then lechayra it's shayach gezes. Now, both the Dvar of Rama and the Michas Kinuch or Mitzayin, the Shittim Gubetta says, in Ksubas Achemavis, that the Isser Milo, we know that Milo, the Torah, the Matar Milo on Shabbos, Pir Mashmini is a Filo B'Shabbos. The Shaila is, what's the Isser Malacha that there? Is it Nitzil Neshama? We'll see. Pizu Hashem Behemshich. What exactly is the Malacha that the Torah had to Matar? It says the Shittim Gubetta, can Zan is Usser of Tulish. You're being tulish to Arlo. The Shaila is, how is it Shaykh Bechlal tulish by Arlo? It's not something which is the derech to be goyiz, it's the chilik of the guf itself. A similar question you have on Tesis. Tosfos says the Gemara says on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Hoshid Yada Namei Behema, somebody that sticks his hand inside the womb of an animal, V'dildil Uber Shebemeyel, and he severs the lifeline, he cuts the umbilical cord of the animal inside the mother's stomach. It says Chayim, he's Chayim. What's the reason why? Says the Gemara, because it's Oikir Davar Migidulay. What is Oikir Davar Migidulay? What malacha is Oikir Davar Migidulay? L'chor the pashta is mashma that it's al kaitzer. What's Oikir Davar Migidulay? You uprooted something from its makim of gidul, where it's grown from. That's l'chor pashta's kaitzer. The shaila is Spector Ramban and the Gemara there Kof Zayin Amud Beis. Spector, so then by Gerizas Tzipranayim and our sugya and Tali Dalad, Gerizas is a knaf. You should be chayv too. One else Gerizas, one else kaitzer. You're Oikir Davar Migidulay. When you find the Gemara doesn't say, it says chayv plat. You chayv three things. Gerizas, Memachek, and Mechatech. Thank you. Gerizas, Mechatech, and Memachek. The L'chor should be chayv also as kaitzer. So Vaisley says the Ramban, and Betzin Ritzvah says it in hours ago also, the Rajba says later on also in Kuf Zayin, Ein Kaitzer Bebali Chayim. That in Echamam there is no Kaitzer Bebali Chayim. Mashmoyet Grada is that it's Jai Kaitzer Bebali Chayim. Gerizas and Kaitzer are really the same thing. Just there's no Kaitzer Bebali Chayim. What is the Malacha, says the Ramban? The Malacha, Oikidam Giduli says, is Netzil's Neshama. You're being Neutil, it's Neshama. You're taking away its lifeline. You're severing it from where it's Afagav the high over less libididay neshama. Someone would bring a raya from here that there's a heter for abortion. The high over less libididay neshama. Kivin di gidulo itali benishmas imai ha'oikre chayim mishum neitol mishmas mimenu. You're oiker. You're being oiker. It's from its makam of its neshama. It's mechuber to its mother over yarachima. You're being oiker from there. That's considered oiker davar migidulo. Emel your chayiv. The Ramban Negrada brings down. He's mitzayin. Yushalmi says that somebody takes a fish out of the water. And he takes it, he's Oikir Davar Migidulay, says Yushalmi says Yuchayv Al Kaitzer, because you severed it from its lifeline. That is, says the Ramban, Hagam Nes Mefurish Yushalmi, Unzura Gemara Al Nishnazay, from the fact on Tzadi Dalad, they're not Mechayv you, Ayin Dalad, Tzadi Dalad, the only Mechayv you Al Tzgoyiz, they're not Mechayv you Al Tzkoyiz, and Vaisis is not Shaykh Kaitzer Bavali Chaim. Toitzvis, in Bechoris, Chof Heyom Ad Aleph, he learns the Gemara differently. He says Oikir Davar Migidulay is not Kaitzer, and Oikir Davar Migidulay is not Nitzilus Neshama. Oikir Davar Migidulay, he says it's Gerizas. You're Chayav as Gerizas. You're being Gerizas, the animal, from its Makom Mechiber. The Shaila is the same question that we asked on the Shittim Gubetzes. The same way that taking off the Arlo, the Hero, shouldn't be Shayav Gerizas, because it's not something which is Tzemeach from the Guf, it's something which grows from the Guf, it's not the Derech to be Gerizas. The Hero also, by Uber, it's also not the Derech to be Gerizas. How is it Shayav Gerizas by such a thing, by both these things? So it's born. It's not the derech. So those who want to tiny, like you're saying, the nechanami is something not else to the derech to be gerizes, but it's a tough one. The whole nekuda is that something which is tzemeach from it, something which grows from it, is considered a tough one to the goof. It's not the goof itself. It grows, you take it off, you cut it off, and then it grows back again. It's not the ikr. It's nitzval. The meal is the arla, since it's oimid to come off by the shas mila. And the obar, which is the oimid to be born, the meila, it's not the derech to be gerizes it, but it's considered a nitfal, it's considered a tuffle to the etzem guf, because it's only meant to come off, it's not meant to stay there. As opposed to every other part of a guf, somebody's arm, it's not a limb of an animal, like the Zvar Ram says, it's pasha that it's not going to be chayev al tzgezes, because that's meant to stay there, that's not something which is nitfal, it's not a tuffle, the meal it's not going to be shayech gezes. It's not the derech to be gezes it, but something which is nitfal, and therefore it's shayech to melechem gezes. Depends how you understand what exactly Gerizas is. Gerizas, the Iker Malacha is an Echanami, something which is the Derech. Something which is anything which is Nitzval, being cutting off anything which is Nitzval, according to the Shitas Sachar, you're going to have to say, is Gerizas Kenzain, that the other Shayim that hold not that way. They're Chorilu Kontesis, they hold that it's all Kreitzes and Zil Tishoma, because they held that wasn't Nitzval and Gerizas. Bechlal, they want to be Chorilu on the, a lot of the Chorilu are Chorilu on the Shittim Rubetzes that says that Orlis and Michael Tzela. So Shayla is, where's the Musik Bechlal? How's it Shayf Bechlal? There it says it's a tuffle. For Kama, that it's a tuffle, then it's a din of Cyrus. Similar to Cyrus, that it's the derech to be goiz is it. So to over here, it's a tuffle, and therefore it's shaykh zizam. Kumtais lachur, it's shaykh, according to many Rishayim, be'etim it's shaykh koitzer. Goizes and koitzer are very similar. We ask, what's the difference? Lachur should be chayyach. The only reason why it's not is because in koitzer balechayim, the ground there are those who want to be medayach and tzadi heim adalaf. Rashi says that chuyliv is a behemah, is chayyach and shum. The Gemara says that somebody that's chayiv behemah, somebody that milks a cow, is chayiv al mefarik. Rashi says that those that want to say that mefarik is told of kreitzer, they're chayiv al kreitzer. He says, but it can't be a told of kreitzer. Why? Because it's not really mechubur to the goof. The milk is not mechubur. It's mifkat poker. It's not chaburi mechbar. Maybe it's not shayach kreitzer. Why did you say? Because it's not shayach kreitzer by bali chayim. By says mashma and Rashi held that in a chayim itak was shayach kreitzer by bali chayim. Like the Yerushalmi says that shayach kreitzer by bali chayim. Rabbi Shainin, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ritva. They all say this, not Shaykh Kreitzer, Balachayim, Pashas, says this in Bukharis, that says Gerizis, he doesn't say Kreitzer. Pashas, he learns, they all madcha the Gemara. When it says Eikidor Megidula, it doesn't mean Kreitzer, it means something else. Pashas means Gerizis. Or, but Ein Tzir Balachayim. The Shad is, what's Takab Shad? If you hold that there is, that Balachayim are considered Gedulei Karka, so why should we Shaykh Kreitzer? We saw, by the last, the Trumas Hadesh wanted to say, the Balei Chayim are not considered Gedulei Karka. We saw La Halacha L'Maaseh, so we don't just go straight up to the Trumas Hadeshin. There are shittos that hold that behemoths are considered Gedulei Karka. We need another tziruf to master Teichin by Balei Chayim. Because we don't just say that Balei Chayim are not Gedulei Karka. So he says on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that Balei Chayim are considered Gedulei Karka. Shel is Eba Zeh, if you hold that they are Gedulei Karka, then the Chayim should be Shayach Kreitzer. The truth is that in Shin Mem, the Bir Halacha brought down the Taz that seems to say that way. The Taz seems to say in Shin Mem that a person is somebody that's oiker something from a human body is Odom Havik Karka, says the Taz in Shin Lamed Vav. But Lachur is the rest of the Rishonim that hold not that way. Lachur, they should say that as long as they hold that it's Shaykh, that an animal is considered Gedulei Karka, Lachur, everybody should hold that Ir Chamit Shaykh Kreitzer. The Grad of Mirchus is Mitzadid, that the Rambam that holds that somebody is Chayil of a Behemah is Chayiv. Because a mefarik is considered Gedulei Karka, he'd also be chayav als kreitzer. Gerizes would be chayav two things: one als gerizes, one als kreitzer. Very tough in the Rambam. The Rambam never really says it. Yesh lain, why not? The Dvar of Rami is mitachas to the Shaila, and once the Taina he says that even if you want to say that by disha we say ain disha Gedulei Karka, but there's a tzav that animals are considered Gedulei Karka. He says there you could say that it's shayach disha by animals. Why? Because how do they have disha in the Mishkan? It's threshing. When they threshed something in the Mishkan, it wasn't attached to the ground. It was Gedulei Karka, but at the time that they threshed it, it was detached from the ground. Memela, when you are Malacha, which is Zayim, is also going to mean something which is detached from the ground. But by Kreitzer in the Mishkan, the only time that they had Kreitzer was by something which is Gedulei Karka, and when it was Mamash Mechubur to the ground itself, Mamash to the ground. Something which is Mechubur to Gedulei Karka, being Oiker, something from Gedulei Karka, not from the Karka lane, that's not Zayim with the Kreitzer is up there, and Memela, you're not going to be Chayev, L'kuli Amo, Al Kreitzer. Last Nekuda, which is Negeta, this Lachar is, if it's not true that you're not chayev al kreitzer by bali chayim, so the kum toitz and unzur sugir, the only malacha that we have really is gerizes. We don't have nitzilas neshama. All we have is gerizes when you're nitzil sarah. The shayla is, so then how do we understand some of the other sauce? Some of the other sauce, the gemara b'chur. The gemara b'chur declares, like we mentioned before, and on yontif, are you allowed to go ahead and move away the sarahs from the mokum of the shechita to be able to shech the animal? Do we say that Tirlish love Hainu grazes? Tirlish is not considered grazes. And Beyontif, that it's the Davashin Miskavin, it says Beyontif Aster Davali Eker Davim Gidulai. Maybe on Finnegas of Bukhar, you're allowed to do it because Tirlish love Hainu grazes. But on Yontif, it's going to be Aster Davali Eker Davim Gidulai. Now, what does Eker Davim Gidulai mean? Eker Davim Gidulai, we found that can mean one of three things. It either means Natilas Neshama. Over here, it's not Natilas Neshama. We didn't kill anything. We just took off some hair. That's for sure out. It's either grazes or kreitzer. Now, according to all the rishonim that say that it's not shayach kreitzer by balei chayim, then kumta is the only thing that oikir darmi gedule could be is grazes. So now, how do we understand the Gemara? The Gemara says, Terlish lav hainu grazes. Terlish is not grazes. Ubi yomtev aser, and yomtev is going to answer because you're oikir darmi gedule. But what's oikir darmi gedule? Grazes. And he told me that Terlish is lav hainu grazes. So then, if Terlish is not lav hainu grazes, by pulling out the hairs, it's not a blechas grazes. Then how can he tell me it's going to be Aser Nyantif for Eker Davigidule? Eker Davigidule is Grazes. So, for those that hold that as Kreitzer, Kipshutei and Echalami, nothing is Shver. Like Yushalmi, it means that you're not going to be Chayav as Grazes, you'll be Chayav as Kreitzer. But according to the rest of the Rishonim, what's the Pshat? The Chor of the Pshat is, like Tesa says, really, on Daf Chafim and Alpha Mechoriz. He says, when the Gemara says, Terlish Lav Hanu Grazes, it means Klapi the Malacha of Leitzovus Mechoriz Seinecha, when it says the Lashon of Giza in the Terrial, then in Echalami, Terlish ripping out the hair is not considered Gizel. However, when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, there we have Ovis and we have Toldis. Anything which is Eker Davim Gidula is Nichlal in the Melech HaGzizo. And Mimila, even though you're not going to be Chayiv, Terlish Lav Hanu Goizes Asloi Sogas B'chor Tzenecho, but Zichr, you're going to be Chayiv as the Eker Davim Gidula of Goizes, which is the Tolda, and you're going to be Chayiv. That's just the truth of the Shemaitza, and I hope it is a good akdama to Melech Machshevet also. La'alach la'maitza. How do we come out? Shin Mem Sefalef, Mishabura says, the Mechaber seems to paskin, which is also a very big Mar Mokim, this Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to paskin like the Rambam, that Melech Machshevet Magufa is Chayim. Also, little seres tiparnu bein biyad bein mekli bein lasu bein lachirm v'chayiv al shtei seres. So, malach levanis desheres afil b'achas chayiv. How does it pass chayiv? Where's the lashon of chayiv? Chayiv is only if there's a daraisa. L'chor is malach shein tzvich l'gufa. You don't need the seres over here. Does that sign that you need the seres l'chor big chiddush? Especially the seres levanis tzvich hashcheres. L'chor, Mimela the Goyin in Chami says l'chor that you have a raya from here, like the shita Rambam. The sugi is like the shita Rambam. You chayiv al malach shein tzvich l'gufa. However, the Magen Avraham seems to be manche. He says Ein Chanami is talking about that you need the sirens, and the Beir Halacha seems to say that the Goyin didn't really mean to pass in that way. He's just being mara upon him the whole shita. And Ein Chanami is talking about that Malachshin Tzilugu v'Sakan Archayev. However, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is choishish for the shita because he says what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha is that he is choishish a little bit. That Malachshin Tzilugu is a problem. He says a woman that forgets to cut her nails, and it's Friday night, and she has to go to the mikvah, so she needs to cut her nails. What is she supposed to do? So Zokdel Chur to take it off yourself. If you take it off the kli, is a Malach Itzu Daraisa. That's for sure out of the question. You take it off the yad is also midarabana. So what's your choice? You can ask a guy. Ask a guy to take it off. So if the guy is going to take it off the kli, so Zokdel, like we said before, and since you don't need the Tipur Naim and you don't need the Yipu Yago, Memeilat Malachshin Tzilugu. If we hold like the Rambam by Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa, then you're chayiv, then asking a guy is only going to be one derabanan. Therefore he says, L'chatchila, if you want to ask a guy, you should ask a guy to take it off with his fingers, with his hands. You should either bite it off or rip it off with his fingers. So if that's not a possibility, which Lulei Zemisafina Amina, Yesh La'ayin Bizmaninu, that most women probably would be makbid that their fingernail. I don't know how you rip off the with your hands anyhow. How to rip off a fingernail with the hands? I'm not sure. If it's partially off, maybe you could. But if it's mamish not off, how do you rip it off? What?
Your fingernails with your
hands. Yeah. If it's not attached at all.
I'll be honest. I've not cut my nails. I've done with it.
Okay. There you have it. However, many people. Oh, we'll leave that out. Okay, it is shy. But people bite their nails, that I understand. But either way, that's not the nekuda that I wanted to bring out. The nekuda I wanted to bring out is that it's al chatzitza, that kokama, that you don't cut it with a kli, so then it's probably not going to be straight. And a woman, very often, if it's not straight, they're going to be makbid on the fact that there's little pieces of the nail which are sticking out. And then that could be chaitzitz, because that's omid, that could be Shailas of a chatzitza, because it's not straight, a woman is machbed on it, and then kenzan lechatchila, you're getting yourself in there to be choishish for the shita saram of not to use a kli, you're going to get up the problems with chatzitza. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says that if he can't do it with his hands, or with it's not feasible to use his hands or his teeth, her hands or her teeth, that is, then you could ask the guy to use a kli to cut it off. Kimdumani in America, there are places, at least in the tri-state area, they have a guy, this I've heard from somebody who told me his wife worked there, that they have a guy which is set in a different house nearby that knows that if a woman comes in Friday night with her hands that need to be cut, he cuts the fingernails with a kli. Why? Because best we hold Mika the Dino that it's a Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa cutting off the nails, not like the Rambam. Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa is Pater. But Mela asking a guy is a Shvus, and Nitil Tzibar Naim is a Shvus. It's Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa, it's Shvus, the Shvus, Malach Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mokhah. If you don't have,
why can't she do with her own nails?
What can she? That's only one derabanan. That's not so much that we allow somebody to do a yid. Because it's only a mir lakum. Not every shvus to shvus do we matter. Ken zayin is only together with a mir lakum. Kedemer, that will matter. But. Says the Mishnah Berurah that when we have, we'll ask a guy to do with a kli, that's a shvus makom mitzvah. Let's say you don't have a guy, which is common in many places that you do not have a guy. Throughout the Eretz Yisrael, also there are places that they don't have a guy makom, they don't have, or they have a Shabbos guy, a man, it's not feasible. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, halacha lemaisa, even though those that are machmer, the Magen Avraham, the Shach, brought down the tzad to push off the tefillah, the Mishabur Allah Maitha Paskins, that you should be Menacher, Hatu, Mitafsa, Tsukranayim, and a woman is allowed to go. He says, for sure, when it comes to the toenails, even by the fingernails, that's what we should do. There's no problem being Menacher, like the Mishabur says, the Bir Allah says in Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, and again, the Chatzitzas of Nitil Tzidayim. There's no problem to take out any of the dirt which is underneath the fingernails, then it's burr, and not out. What's that? Now it's toichin, now it's grazes, now it's, as long as you be careful not to take away, don't scrape too hard against the fingernails, says the Bir Alacha, because then you're going to be, then you'll be over all grazes. You're going to be taking off some of the fingernail, and that might be a problem. Now, two things. What? Not A? Is it not Davar Shem Miskavin? If it's a psik ratio, then it doesn't help us. That's Davar Shem Miskavin. But it's, this is all when a woman forgets to cut her nails. If she forgets to comb out her hair, that will see l'chur in submission gimel. L'chur pashtus, there's no eitzah to do it on Shabbos. You're really stuck. And therefore, there's a shaylus. The pashtus says she's nichalei with any hairs that come out. And therefore, we're not handling the arbanas, we're handling the araisas, like the way the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Gimel. And therefore, for the most part, a woman should ask a shayla. For the most part, a woman is pretty stuck. Now, what happens if a woman, somebody that the was murdered? What's going to be if the woman forgot to cut her nails? Every Friday she cuts her nails. This Friday she forgot to cut her nails. And she's going, she has tefillah mitzvah tonight. So she wants to cut her nails. It is what you pray about. With her, she is, it's not a blockchain she can look up anymore. Because the nails that she wants, her nails, she doesn't want to cut the nails. She wants to be, every Shabbat she wants that her nails should be cut. Yeshlein, the Miguel Sefer's murdered the Shaila. In such a case, and he was inside the Nechami Taka should be Osir. But Yeshlaim, if that's considered the Gziza that you're doing now is considered Yipre Aguf, had it not been for the Tzvilas Mitzvah, then on Shabbos she wouldn't go to be Gziza Tzipra Naim. She wouldn't go to take off her fingernails now. The only reason why she's doing it, Ve'etzem, you're right that there is a Tzeilas, at the end of the day she's happy. But it doesn't mean that that's why it's being done that turns it not into Malach Hashem Tzvilas Mitzvah. But Pashas, the reason why she's doing it is only out of Tzvilas, L'chura. It should be still done. This Moshe Nisik Lagufa, Simcha Bunim Kona's Mar this, and the last Ta'ar and Gezes, he Mar this Nakuda. He got his Matadid, that maybe in a Hanami it should be a problem if it's Mamash Lipi Aguf. But for Pashtas, Bederach Lal wouldn't be Lipi Aguf, and Lachar should not be a problem. Now, when else do we have a case of Moshe Nisik Lagufa that via Sarah Cyrus is a case where somebody has a band aid, common occurrence. Somebody has a band aid on his hand, on his arm, and he wants to take it off on Shabbos. Now, many people tried, myself included, and it's, maybe it depends on what type of band-aid you use, but definitely if you use cheap band-aids, and then it's a psik ratio that if it's on a spot that has a lot of hair, then it's going to pull out the hair when you take it off. If it's some good band-aids don't stick so well. The better they are, the less they stick. And therefore, it doesn't hurt you so much when you take it off, and because it doesn't pull out hair. Therefore, maybe there's not a psik ratio, but very many band-aids pulling off is a psik ratio to pull out hair. Mail the person say that in a chanami one should be careful not to take the mocha chavis. Because even though you have no, it's not the yipri aguf, you're not shrinking after your guf bachal, and it's not the tzarech of the tzarech. Nevertheless, it's mocha shen yitzrich lagufo, it's ultimately the orban. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if he's mitzar, since lamaisa, it's the netilik lachar yad, and the psikresha is loy nichalei, mocha shen yitzrich lagufo, psikresha loy nichalei, Mimela to get the mocha tzar, to the orban, the mocha tzar. He said that you would be able to be mekel for such a thing. Kol kama that he's being mitzar. What's that? He only matter b'makom tzar. Yishlayin, why not? Not only that, they say the price can bring down the mechabri is manen. What happens if a woman has, or a girl has, or a boy for that matter? But it's more common by somebody that has long hair that they have gum that gets stuck in their hair. So you want to yank out, you want to pull out the gum, and it's a psik ratio that it's going to pull out hair. What could you do in such a case? They say, there's nothing to do. You can't pull out the hair. Now, kol kama that it's mitzar, lachar, maybe the derech klal, it's not being mitzar. It bothers you that it's on your hair, but it's not. There's no physical pain there. And they don't reckon that to be considered a tzar. Kol kama that it's in echanami mitzar, it's stuck onto their hair, and it's mamish, onto their head, and it's mamish bothering them. You have the same svar of Shlomo Zalman. It's a psika klachar yad, psikresh v'nichalei, klish klachar yad, makshen tzik l'gufo, that bimotar mokhm tzar. If that's not the case, then echanami, lachar, you would have to leave it there. Says Rabbi Ribiat, always ever so practical, that you could take an ice cube. This is what he says. He says, take an ice cube and stick it onto the piece of gum. He says, it's not a problem of moilid that you're causing it to dissolve. Explains why. and leave it there for 2 minutes, it'll harden the gum, and then the gum will just slide right off. It's not going to be obstruction. Could possibly be that it'll pull out, but he says, Zikr, it's not obstruction anymore, and therefore, that's the way to get the gum out of the hair.
Why
is
it?
No, you're taking out the gum. You're trying to pull out the gum. You're not trying to pull out the hair. If you're trying to pull out the hair, in a chanami, I'm just trying to get the gum out of the hair. There, it's lishik la'achayana. Mr. Brewer brings down that somebody has turlish, the Gemara that we saw in the Chayin Dalam Rebbeis, that if you take out noitzes from a bird, then you're chayiv. Chayiv al turlish midaraisa. Turlish as a knaf. It's chayiv mishum grazes. This halacha we saw in the Rishayim is not only mechayim, it's also lachar misa. There's also isr grazes. The shayla is what happens if you get a piece of chicken on your plate Friday night and there's still the bottoms of the little pieces of the feathers are still stuck inside. It could be that there's even a full feather. You hope not. But the small little feathers, not always do they get them off, and sometimes they're there, or at least the bottom of the feathers is common to find in the bottom of the, depending on what company you buy. And they could have, are you allowed to take those out on Shabbos or not? Is that a problem with the grazes? So, the Zayas Ranon, Taka says, in a Chanami, it is a problem. He says that's the same way that we find that there's grazes lachar misa, there's grazes even after this mevushal. Reb Shimon Eider asked Reb Moshe, Senchelik Dalet Ayin Dalet, in the halachas of Berer, not in the halachas of Gid, there's no grazes there, in the halachas of Berer, he says, should be choshesh for the Zayas Ranon, should be choshesh for the Shitas and the Acharenim, he's not the only one that holds that there's a problem with grazes, even when it's mevushal. Says Reb Moshe, no, you don't have to be choshesh. Why? Because once it's mevushal, he says, kimerutim vo'imdim. It became so soft that you don't really have to pluck it out. It's already, it's kilo as if it's out. Sometimes it does take a little bit of effort. But he says the fact that the it was already cooked, it's already mevushal, the meal of the skin became, they got a little bit lessened. It's not in so tight. And therefore pulling them out would not be a problem of grazes. And therefore there's no problem. He says, however, you do have an issue of burr. To pull them out is the chara problem of burr. But mainly says the best thing to do is that you should really take them out once it's in your mouth. If it's in your mouth, then you can take it out. Then it's not a problem with burr. He says, if that's difficult, I didn't really understand 100% because the chur, once it's in your mouth, then can't say there's no problem with grazes either. Who told you, where do we find it? Teichin is also not a problem when it's in your mouth. You're not going to be taking something right before you stick it into your mouth. But once it's in your mouth, we don't find that there's a problem with teichin to grind something in your teeth, as long as it's a terich la'achilo. Anything, but pashtis, kolkama, that you're eating it, we don't really have malach. We did find by moichik, there are sheets that hold that chewing something would be considered a problem with moichik. Well, Ken Zam, there's no grazes. Who told us there's a grazes there in such a case? Either way, Moshe seems to name on that there is still a problem of grazes. Nevertheless, he says there were a problem of grazes. Best thing to do it when it's in your mouth. He says, if that's not shaykh, which I think for many people it's not shaykh, he says you could do it immediately beforehand. That's considered e-efsher, like we saw in the Sugya Ber, for those that were with us. That any time that it's kimat e-efsher, or it's the normal eifin of eating it, is to take it out just prior to eating it, then that's considered. That is considered a derech achila, and you're allowed to even take the pselis from the eichel. In the mela, you're allowed to pluck out the things, no problem. If you do it right beforehand, you're allowed to pluck out the feathers right before, it's not a problem, not of grazes, and not of bayer. The Mishnah Berurah brings down also, he says, those people that wear furs, mink coats, he says they have to be careful. Alkin oisim b'nei adam hamalubashim ba'ur shal behemah v'chayet shichin lizar shal yit l'shum min asar shal b'shabbos. So a person has to be careful, but for those that wear a strimal, that's also a chur, you have the same problem. That it's what?
They put the skin there?
I think so. I don't know. And the Piskei Tshuva, he was married that also, and Kim Dumani, if there's anybody that knows him, too. So I would presume. Kim Dumani, that they do put the. But somebody here has a strimal, it was not that way. But they put the skins on. And therefore, by pulling it out, you have to be careful that something gets stuck in the strimal, or it's anything, it's for a coat, or some people have rugs that are like that are still attached to the earth. Some things like that, anything that gets stuck inside, you have to be careful that by pulling out, it's going to be psik ratio, that's also to do on Shabbos. Not only that, they point out, the also the same thing, you're not allowed to comb it, to comb a strimal, to comb one of these things, and an oifen where it's going to be psik ratio, the hainu, like we said, that you're not allowed to comb your hair, like we'll see in Siman Shin Gimel, anytime combing a strimal would be combing one of these fur coats would also be the same problem because of the secretion for pulling out hair. Talus bags. Yeah? For those that have that. The new generation. Sif base. Ha'oite also lachtech yabelos miguva bein biyad bein mekli bein loy bein lacher. the Bi'arloch over here brings down a common application of, which is many people probably encounter on a weekly basis, and he says it's possible it's a daraisa of teilish, of grazes, and that is when there's somebody has a little bit of skin which is peeling from his lips. So he says to take off the skin in a case where it's not more, it's not roiv off. When it's less than roiv off, he says it's a iser daraisa to take off. He says not just to the clean, it's a iser daraisa to take it off with your hands. Why? Your hands, not only that, or with your teeth, which is very common that people, they bite off whatever extra pieces of skin that are on, that are attached to the lips. He says you have the chashash daraisa because that's the derech to be teilish in. Da'ainu, the same way that we find that the melechas klisha is, right, when you're teilish from a behema, you yank it out of behema, it's not iser daraisa. But when you're telling this from a bird, it is this daraisa. Why? Because it's all telling in the derech. So kolkama that's the derech to use it. A kli is when you're shearing a sheep, use a kli. But when you're taking you're taking something off of your lips, then echam, the derech is to do it with your hands. And not only that, Mishabur says to pull out one white hair from black hairs, he says also the derech is to do it with your hands. And maybe it's going to be daraisa if you do it just with your hands. Somebody that plucks the eyebrows, it's also, even though generally a person does not yank out his hair, there's certain parts of the body that is the derech. White hairs, different parts, eyebrows, other things. And therefore, these things, once it turns into the derech, you're memela taking something which is be'etzem not a deraisa and making it a deraisa because you've turned it into the derech. Now, yesh la'ayin, just one nekud l'chorit, he says even if it's roiv off, even if it's roiv off, then you have a shayla of a deraisa. Now, roiv off, he says it's going to only be asked to be derabanan. It's not going to be deraisa, it's going to be asked to be derabanan. Yesh la'ayin, why, what's considered roiv? The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Chof Ches, he wasn't sure what Rav was. Rav, what's the derech? So if you don't really have a specific derech of the size of your pieces of skin that come off your lips, then Yesh Lain, everything can zayin as shayla of the Raisa. Therefore, one should be careful. This is the place we point out that l'chor, you could have a mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos entire week. Maybe al derech halosa, you could say, Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Shiva Yimei Shabbosom. Once somebody asks, what does it mean by Shmoina? Shmoini may milo. So there's only one day of milo, it's not eight. So, but we can say the same thing by Shabbos. Shivi may Shabto. Shabto, you can say, means the week, it doesn't mean the. But here you have a way to be Mekayim the Shmir Shabbos 7 days a week. When a person is careful during the week, he doesn't make a habit of biting his things off. That's a help for Shmir Shabbos for that he shouldn't come to do it on Shabbos also. Zipurin Shapir Sharubo. Simon Shin Chof Ches, Sif Lamed Aleph. Zipurin Shapir Sharubo. The Mechaber says, Zipurin Shapir Sharubo, Vesitin Shehen Kimin Ratu Es Daka Shapir Shemeor HaEtzba Savet Zipurin Im Pir Sharubon Klapi Marlo Metar Saisai Lasirin Biyad Mutter Bekli Potar Velasir. The Shaila is, do you need the Tanai of Pirshu Klapi Milo also by Tzipurin or not? Now, by Tzitzin, we understand, we saw that there's Machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, what's Klapi Milo? Is it that the Tzitz is coming off towards the fingernail or towards the body? And Lalach Lamaisa Iboi Dele Yipshito Memel Ruchay Shibol Shitas and we're Machmer. Can't be Mekel anything. The question is, by Tzipurin, do you have this Tanai also of Pirshu Klapi Milo or Pirshu Klapi Mato? Where is the Shaykh with all? The Tzitzah Shochan says, Kipshutah, he says in Echanami. He doesn't bring down any Rishayim, but he says Kipshutah that it's not Shaykh by Tzipurin, and therefore you don't need that tonight. Now, Yesh La'ayin, L'chur, the Pashta Stimas HaMachaber is Takanat that way. Tzipurin Shapirsho. V'tzitzin Shehin Kimin Ritzu is Dakai Shapirsho Me'ora Etzbasava Tzipurin. He said, Tzipurin, and Pirshu Rubon, Klapei Milo, Umatari Saisai, Lasterim Biyad Mutter. Loi Pirshu Klum, Aser. Where he's not talking about Lachur. He brought down the din side by Tzipurin, side by Tzitzin, and he says Allah. Lachur, the stimus of Mechaber is not going out the way. Befrat that there's Rishonim that say Lahedya, the Ogur and others. Piskachuvah actually brings down a whole list of Rishonim that say Lahedya, that it's Shaykh even by Tzipurin. What is the Matthias? It's not exactly clear what the Matthias is. But Lachur is going connected. If you don't find any Rishonim that say not the way, then Lachur it's sure to be Mechel. However, I saw that the Shmir Shabbos Kachos, the Archa Shabbos, they nemo and Kupshuta like the Yisrael Shulchan. And the Messiah of Meiri. In Meiri, his mandgash, he says, Ubitzitzin, if it's spiritual clapping Mala, then it's Mutter. If it's not, why is he mandgash Tzitzin? Mashmai says, the Dafka by Tzitzin in Echanami. That's the way the Almaisa, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosna, and the Orcha Shabbos Paskin, that Lahako, that any time that it's pierced to Reuben by somebody's fingernail comes off, Reuben the fingernail comes off, and it's bothering him, that he's allowed to take it off. Now, what's the gather of Mataris, I say? Lule de Mistafina Amina. I don't know for sure, but I don't know that this is the Minhag HaOlam, to take off fingernails on Shabbos. I've had a lot of encountered a lot of people that had fingernails that came off that was bothering them, and we never found that they took it off. Why don't they just take it off? A lot of times it's off, right with the fingernails off, and it bothers them. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says when it comes to tzitzin, there's nothing to do. We're stuck. Rashi says one way, Tzitzin says another way. There's nothing to do. He says, what are you supposed to do? He says Aruch HaShulchan, wrap up your fingers to Matzei Shabbos, so it shouldn't bother you. That's what he says. He says lechur, that's what a lot of people do with their fingers. The shaila is what's the tachat of pshat. So if you're chayshish for all these rishonim, it makes a lot of sense. They hold it has to be dafka pirshu klapi mala. We don't know what pirshu klapi mala is, and therefore by tzipurin it's also. But the shaila is also maybe the reason why people aren't making is what's tsar? What is defined as tsar? Is tsar a physical pain or an emotional pain? Is that also? It bothers you that you have this fingernail and you know that it's not supposed to come off because it's dangerous for a pregnant woman and she's gonna bear it. Whatever it is that's bothering you, it's not actually physical pain. The shaila is that considered enough of tsar to matter it? I don't have a clear answer. I didn't see anybody that really said it, except for a Falk mentioned in his sefer, Kila'achar Yad. Is it physical or emotional? When he originally talked about the halacha, he did not mention that, but when he's bringing down the tzrayim at the end of the day, he says it has to be pirshu ruban, it has to be, he's talking about tzitzin. He says that has to be physical or emotional. He says discomfort, he says is beseder, which is mashma that it would be beseder. La'alach l'mayisra, it seems that the Paiskim, the Mechabri's Ma'anenu, do bring it down, Lekula, though I don't recall seeing anybody being Mekel Lamaisa, but certainly one could be Mekel in the case where it's being Mataris, as his rave of the Tziporim came off, and he's having Tzar either because it's banging into his, I can't tell you about emotional discomfort, it's hard to know, and everybody has a different level of emotional discomfort. Yeah, it bothers me. I wish it wasn't here. Is that also considered? If it's mamish banging into, what a lot of times happens, if a person has a nail which is coming off, it scratches against that finger or a different finger, and echanamis mataris, it doesn't have to be a terrible pain, excruciating pain. It's mataris, they say, that would be enough, you have what's be semchon.
Yeah, that's something makom.
What's that?
Yeah.
You have what to be makom. You have what to be makom also, but we have.
You've never seen anyone be makom about it, but you haven't seen something makom about it.
Yeah, I see people that they don't take off their fingernails. No, I can't say that I ever saw a rub with a fingernail that didn't. Right. Just people. The shaila is what's the minhag HaOlam? If it's something which is the nohog is to be mekel, then generally you would know. That's what the minhag HaOlam does. Most people are mekel, many people are mekel when it's not the minhag HaOlam. Achaz kama kama, if it would be the minhag HaOlam. I'm not paskening here, I'm telling you. But the shaila is, we already have rishonim that seem to say that it's dafka when it's klapei mayla, and therefore that's the pashtus of the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah is not mechalik. All we have is the Ktzeis HaShulchan as Mi'arira, and Keneged Rishonim that say Lahedya not that way. So it's hard to understand if we knew that clearly that's the Minhag HaOlam, so you go Lekula. But if it's not, if it's Mataris to say, you have what to be saying Mechon. I'm not telling you not. And you do it not with a Kli, do it Kalachayah. But to say that Lechatchila, one should do it, it's hard to say when that's not the passions of Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rishonim say not that way. Why Pirshei Rubai is Mutter, that the Dvar Avraham says, he says, as you point out, he says, that's not considered, that's not out. We'll leave it. The, by tzitzin, halachli, like you mentioned before, it's not practical, it's not negea really, because we don't know pirshe klapi mal is. And bechlal, what's pirshe ruban? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Prima Gaudem, I don't know what pirshe ruban is. Ruban, how much is roiv? Kinira, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah understood, the Prima Gaudem understood, they understood roiv of the orich, of the length of the tzitz. If you look at the Dvar of Rom, who's Bechlal Marech in Chelek Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet, he's very much Marech when he gets to these sugyas, of Gziza, Ktzitza, Tlisha, and he says, Lulu Demistafina Amino, Dover Chodesh, that when it says roiv, it does not mean roiv of the length. He says roiv of the thickness, he says. In other words, if a person has a piece of skin which started coming off, and it came off an inch, and it's a half an inch wide. In other words, the entire thing from the top to the bottom is a half an inch wide. If more than a half an inch, a quarter of an inch detached at the bottom, in other words, at the bottom it detached a quarter, more than a quarter of an inch, then that's roiv of the makam where it's attached. And that makes a lot of sense. He says, but there's really a third possibility. He says, this is not halacha either. He says, if your tzitz looks like a triangle, it started off, it's an inch at the top, and it's a half an inch at the bottom. It didn't come off at all from the bottom. It started, it's like what happens with tape sometimes. You take off a piece of tape, and it starts off at 2 inches, and it ends up at the end, it's down to an inch. Now, it didn't cut it off at the bottom where it's an inch, it didn't come off bichlal. So where it's attached to the groove, it didn't come off bichlal. It just started off as an inch, went down to half an inch. He says there's no svara there to say that since at the top it started off as an inch, so now that at the bottom it's half an inch, it's going to be mutter. It's less than half an inch, it's going to be mutter. He says if it would have started off at half an inch and at the bottom it's half an inch, then it's usser. But now that it started off at the top an inch, and now it's half an inch, then it's mutter. So you have the same chibra at the bottom. But see, the way that I'm saying, he says, it makes a lot of sense. It started off at half an inch. At the bottom it's also half an inch. From that half an inch at the bottom, it came off half of that. And therefore, that's already cravenly nothing. It's going to come up by itself, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Either way, lamais is not again, because we don't know what lamais is. Now, this is all with regard to taking off pieces of skin. When we're talking about taking off scabs, the machaber passes in Shin Chof Ches, Chof Beis, that be'etim you lie to take it off. A scab is mutter to take off. Mavirin gildei hamako, v'sokhani sam b'shemen. You lie to take off the geled, the scab, and it's not a problem. The shell is, why is it mutter to take off the scab? If you're not to take off the tzitzin, why not to take off the scab? Two reasons that are given. Either that a scab is just dried blood, it's not really considered a chelik of the guf, it's not a chelik of the guf, and therefore it's not considered treilish. Or because it's oimid lifarek ba'asma, it's oimid lipo ba'asma. It's going to come up by itself. The other is, ba'asma, if you leave your hand and you don't move it at all, it'll stay there for I don't know how long. But as opposed to a scab, at a certain point it's going to fall off. Therefore, since it's going to fall off by itself, therefore, it's not considered as mechuber. We look at it as if it's already menutuk, and therefore there's no shaila of tilish. Now, this also, I can tell you, is a chiddush to many people when they hear this halacha, as I heard myself when I spoke it to, was mentioned to numerous people, they found this to be a chiddush. The shaila is why? If that's the minigah oilam once again, so what's a chiddush? Maybe the reason why many people are trying to be careful not to pull off scabs is one of two reasons. One is simply because it's only mutter if it doesn't cause it to bleed. If the situation that's going to cause it to bleed, then it's a problem. So you have to know what type of scab it is. How long did you have the scab? Is it going to be situation? If you're not sure, then something situation yesh la'ayin. That's we'll get to that in Shinta Zayim Bezer Hashem. But very often it could be situation. Therefore, you don't take it off. Second of all, the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva about this. He says in Chelik Gimel Simin Lamed Vav. He says you have to be extra careful. Also, a lot of times you're scab gets attached to the skin also. It's not just on the place where the blood was. It gets attached to the skin which is around it, and when you pull it off, you're pulling off some of the skin. And that skin is attached. So that there's two things that you have to be careful about. Lalach l'maisi, you are allowed to pull off a scab, it's not going to cause it to bleed. You have to make sure that it's not going to bleed, and you have to make sure that it's not attached to any other skin. Therefore, sometimes it makes it difficult. So it says the Shevet Levi, says Yishli Zorba Zatuva. But in a Chanami, if you have both those tanaim, then it's not a problem. To take out a splinter. Taking out a splinter is not a problem. In Sefkat and Peiches, Mr. Brewer brings down, Mutter Lital Akoit Bamachat, Uvachi Zor Shal Yeti Dam, Davar Chaburo. After Makalkal, Mikamakam Aser, Lukul Yama, he says, even though we should Matur Makam Tsar, Hachakim the Epshal Haiti Akoit Bli Haitas Dam, Ain Lavar Surbati. If you could get the splinter out without causing blood, then you should. If it's going to cause you to bleed, then what does he say? He doesn't tell you. The truth is, Magen Avraham says, no, you have to be careful that it doesn't bleed. However, we saw in Hilchos Muktzah when we learned it, in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, that it's mutter to take, you're allowed to take a needle to take out a splinter. And the Bir Halacha says, Veda, da Magen Avraham kosa lekamam in Siman Shin Chof Ches, Sif Katan Lamed Beis, Vavad Shizor Shlo Yetzi Dam, Davar Chaburo. You have to be careful not to take out, not to be Yetzi Dam. He says, however, if you look at the Chemin Moshe, it's really the mutter, the welcome tara le gazer abon, and up even there. The chain mash b'sev ratzumah kachem and moishah. The stima mishne bura and the beralacha is that even if it's going to cause it to bleed, nevertheless it's a chazal matzah welcome tara. Welcome shem tzich legufa. Davar shem miskam. Welcome tara, and you would be allowed to take out the splinter. Not only that, the person say you could even cut the skin a little bit. You shouldn't take off any of the skin. You could cut the skin a little bit, where it's not going to be obstetricia, they say, that it should that the blood should come out, maybe because there it's not taking out the actual splinter. You let it cut away at the skin a little bit to be able to uncover the splinter and pull out the splinter. And even by pulling out the splinters, it can cause you to bleed. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if it's not shaykh another way, it is mutter. One last halacha over here, and that is taking out dandruff. What's the story with dandruff on Shabbos? dandruff lechura is skin, which is basically dead. It's not lechura totally dead because it's still attached to the, doesn't have to be. Sometimes it is totally dead, even though it's attached, like dead skin in the bottom of a foot or something like that. But it's generally still attached to the body. Now, in a case where it's not attached to the body, it's just in somebody's beard or hair, and you want to get it out with your yarmulke or whatever it is, or your hands, then make it a dino. It's mutter. It's not a problem. There's no problem with burr. The same way they allow to take out light and other things on Shabbos, you're allowed to take out. It's considered tikkun aguf, like Shemir Shabbos Chasa and Paragimel, Har Zayin, is Meirich. It's like washing dishes to a certain extent. He's Madama too. So to over here, you're allowed to take out. You're allowed to take out food from your beard or hair. You're allowed to take out dandruff from your beard or hair. It's not a problem. Muktzah Pashas Graf Sharei or other reasons why it's Basel. Other reasons why it's not a problem. The question is, what happens when it's attached to the guf? There it says the Shemir Shabbos Chasa, you're in trouble. Because there, it's attached to the guf and your mom is separating the little pieces of skin from the guf. There, one should be careful not to scratch in a way where it's going to be psikresha that's going to come off. Now, yesh la'ayin b'chlal, whether or not you have the terim, there are those that want to be mitzdarf, kam v'kam v'terim, to be mekel, that it's machshen yitzchul guf, v'dav shen miskamen, kalachar yad. Yesh la'ayin, what's considered kalachar yad by taking off dandruff? Is there a way to take off dandruff from the kli? They take it off. Most people, they take off the dandruff, they use their hands, they use their whatever it is, the shampoo, water. But it's not the derech. I don't know if that's considered the derech, it's considered kilachar yad, that is kilo not the derech, the shinoi, when you use your hands. Therefore, one should certainly try to be very careful with regard to this. Last halacha, Simin Shin Gimel. Simin Gimel talks about brushing your hair on Shabbos. L'alacha l'mayis, how is one supposed to brush their hair on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that in an oifen where brushing your hair is a psik ratio for hair to come out, then it's for sure a problem. That is always a problem. It's psik ratio for goizis. Even when it's not a psik ratio, if you're mechavin to get out the saris hamedoldolim, the saris that are partially detached but not totally detached, and they're causing your hair not to be straight, and you want to get them away to be able to, that your hair should be to be able to straighten out your hair, and that's even if it's not a psik ratio, it's a davar hamiskavin. And if a hair comes out, and you're over, it's not a psik ratio leinichle. Psik ratio, it's not a davar hamiskavin. It's a davar hamiskavin, and therefore it's shaykh itzad daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the way to brush your hair on Shabbos? Says you could use your hands to be misakin your hair a little bit. You could just, and he says also you could use a brush. But he says you need three tanaim. First of all, you should not do a complete brushing of your hair. Don't dig it into your hair and brush across. Rather, just do a little bit at the top. Use a brush which has soft bristles. He talks to one that has that's hair from a chazer. Nowadays they have synthetic, which especially baby brushes are very, very soft. Machlal, that you can use such a thing, it's not a psikresha to pull it out. One should not use a comb, or fratelite comb, and these things that are tomato psikresha, that if it's going to hit a knot, it's going to pull it out. And it should be something which is miyuchid for Shabbos. Now, does it have to be a different type of brush, or could it be the same type of brush? The Bir Halacha brings down the Mishnah, the Sharatim brings down the Maamar Mordechai that says it should be a different type of brushes. They have special types of brushes. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, in Chelik Beis, Ayin Ches. He says, lechatchila, if you have a different brush, then matev manoim, you should be choishish. If you don't, then you could use a different brush. You could use a regular brush. Just be miyached this brush for Shabbos, and bear in mind the other two tanoim that it shouldn't be a psik ratio, and it shouldn't be to pull out hair, which means that a woman should test it during the week to make sure, or a man, whoever is brushing their hair, should test it during the week on his hair to make sure it's not a psik ratio. He shouldn't do a thorough brushing, just a little touch up, and it should be miyached. The same thing lechur applies to a sheitel. Sheitel, even though there's no gezes, because it's not mechuber to a guf adam, it is shaykh. Korea, if you rip out the hairs, or possibly matir, when they're tied at the top, and you pull out a knot, then you have a problem of grazes or matir. Even though maybe sometimes it can be mekalkel if you're ruining it, but sometimes in echnam you're interested in that because it's ruining the way that the shetel looks, and you want to pull it out. So lav dafka doesn't have to be mekalkel. The price can bring down. Shmishan Chasa says amongst most of the mechaberim maneiru, the chachila one should be careful when they're. He said lechatchila one should not brush a sheitel on Shabbos. However, lechor you have the same coolness that you have by brushing hair, and whatever you're allowed to do with the hair, you're allowed to do with the sheitel. You're allowed to use your hands a little bit. You're allowed to use a brush with some miyuchud and do that as long as it's not a psik ratio. There should be no problem, not of gezes, not of kareya, and not of matir.